Yeah, it was. I guess I thought it was a pretty fair declaration. I thought there was enough there for the batting team to stay interested if they had got off to a good start, and there was also enough time there for us if we had been able to knock over their top order reasonably quickly to be able to take 10 wickets on a wearing track. So I thought it was a fair declaration, and from our point of view, we're trying to win Test matches, and hence we went down that route rather than obviously looking to try and bat out more of the day. So I thought it was a brilliant Test match, and whilst there was no winner, it was still a really good advert for Test cricket.
Yeah, I thought it was right up there. Whilst it almost deserved to win, it was that good a Test, and I guess we'll sort of hark back to that 10th wicket partnership where if we had been able to make inroads at that point, we would have been able to go in and dictate play a little bit more. But it wasn't to be, and credit has to go to Sarfraz in particular. I thought his innings under an immense amount of pressure was outstanding, the way he shepherded, the lower order through to that score. And then again, we responded. I thought in times gone past, there's probably a tendency for us to have probably gone into our shell a little bit there after losing some of that momentum. But I thought the way we came out and we played positively and with some intent, obviously looking forward to trying to win the Test match, is a real credit to us. And it's a really good sign from my point of view, I think, because I think it shows that a young team is prepared to play aggressive cricket to try and get some wins in the column. And that's the wins are what you remember most. We'll remember a lot of stuff out of this Test match, but it would have been great if we were able to get across the line. And it was certainly, a gamble worth taking for us. I think winning the toss helped. In all honesty, I think the way the confidence that Pakistan had through winning the toss, batting first, being able to rack up a big score and then bring their spinners into play has been, the blueprint that they've operated with over the last couple of Test series. So to be able to win the toss and to be able to put on a score of 400 in these conditions away from home was a really pivotal moment for us, and it allowed us to always be in the contest. With runs on the board, you can start to play from in front of the game as well. And I thought they responded really nicely, and you've got to pay them credit for that as well. And even today, the wicket was pretty worn and the spinners were bowling quite nicely, and they were still able to obviously repel our challenge. So credit to them in a lot of ways, but also credit to our boys for being able to respond so quickly after the other day, and to do it away from home in such extreme conditions to what we're used to, is a really good sign of where this team's at, and I guess the mentality that we've got, that we can improve quickly, and we do have a lot of confidence within one another and within how we play the game. So I'm pretty happy with our performance, in all honesty, and I think we'll learn a lot out of this game and look forward to Sharjah. Ross's innings was brilliant, I think. The game was teetering, and as I mentioned before about, I guess in the past we've had a tendency to probably go into our shell during those situations, and for him to come out, being a little bit lean on runs as well in this series, and to be able to come out and have that utter confidence in his game and his the proactiveness or busyness which he operated with, it put some pressure back on Pakistan, and to keep doing that in trying circumstances takes a lot of courage, and I thought it was great to see him get that 100 and to get us into a position where we could make a bold declaration is again another really it's a big feather for us as well. So delighted for Ross, delighted for the group, and we'll take a lot out of his innings and also the way that we responded. Spinners, I thought they bowled pretty well actually, without a great deal of luck. I thought Pakistan spinners bowled very well as well. They probably tend to bowl a little bit quicker than what ours do, but that's not going to change overnight. We can't lull ourselves into trying to be something we're not. And I thought the way that they operated, and the pressure that they applied at times, and Pakistan are very good players to spin, but our guys still were able to control the game at times and create some opportunities too. So I was really happy with their efforts. They were both probably just a bit out on their feet at the end there. A lot of bowling for young guys in a pressure situation. But I was really happy with their performance, and I'm sure they'll learn a lot out of this Test match as well. Yeah, it's really satisfying. I would love to have won this Test match. It would have been one that we'd remember for a long time. But you've also got to look at, we have to look at what we've done really well throughout this Test and bank that kind of, that sort of confidence that breeds. And to now head to Sharjah knowing that we've got an opportunity to win away from home if we play, up a little bit from the standard that we operated here. If we can get 450, 500 batting first, then you can really dictate play. It's a really good thing for us. So I'm excited about Sharjah. We've got a couple of days to, I guess, get over the workload that we've had in this test match, because it has been hard, especially the seamers and the spinners. They put in a lot of hard work. But we'll come back and I guess look back on what worked in this test match and look at the changes we made, and hopefully we can implement them again in the last test match and give ourselves a good chance. Yeah, they achieved it last year against Sri Lanka, I guess, in Sharjah. They chased 302, I think it was, 5 down and 50-odd overs. So when you're making those kind of decisions, you look at the history of what's happened and how the opposition teams responded in situations like this, and try and get a bit of information rather than just having to come up with a willy-nilly sort of a score. So we looked at all of that stuff. We looked at, I guess, the strength of their lineups, and we thought if we keep them semi-interested, then that's going to give us our greatest opportunity. We didn't want to hand it to them, that's for sure, because we'd worked far too hard throughout the game to just want to make a reckless decision. But I thought the one we came up with was it kept them interested, but it also kept us interested and gave us enough time if we had been able to knock over their top order. But I guess credit to them, and we'll walk away pretty happy as well. Their spinners?
Yeah.
No, they're always a threat. In these conditions, they're always a threat. I just think we batted differently against them. I thought we played them with the information that we gathered from the first test match, and also the conditions we played in. We were playing in, I guess, in that first innings especially, we were playing in the better periods in terms of the wicket that we were playing on as well. So really pleased with the changes we made. They still pose a major threat, there's no doubt in that, as does reverse swing. Those things don't go away, but I think we managed to show that we've made some improvements in a short space of time. And when you do that, especially when you're a young team, you've got to acknowledge those moments too, because a lot of the time you beat up on yourself when you haven't done it right. So when you do make the changes and it actually is successful, you've got to pat yourself on the back as well. So we know they'll still be dangerous, but we've got some more information and a little bit of confidence from the success that we've had in this test to call upon. Yeah, definitely. I'm the eternal optimist, as most people will probably tell you within the cricketing circles. And I always thought that we were a big chance. And even when we headed back out after tea, I still felt if you can get one reasonably early after tea on a pitch that had so much, I guess, or with such deterioration in terms of the footmarks, anything could happen in a short space of time. We've talked a lot within the group that things happen late and they happen quickly in this part of the world when it comes to playing on these pitches. So we just had to, I guess, get ourselves in that situation. We just weren't quite able to crack it. But we gave ourselves a good chance, and we'll take a lot out of it.